This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Winter weather can be a drag for everyone in Vermont. We're already hearing people say they're ready for winter to be over. Sorry, folks, you've got a long way to go. But now imagine the added challenge of using a wheelchair or having another physical mobility issue and having to navigate icy and snowy parking lots, ramps, and sidewalks. Here to explain more about that is Patrick Standen. He's president of the Northeast Disabled Athletic Association and an advocate for helping people get around. Patrick, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Jane, thank you. Thank you for highlighting this important issue.
Well, you highlighted this, actually. I saw a note that you had written on Facebook talking about some difficulties that you encountered. You use a wheelchair, and, you know, winter is always difficult. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you've encountered this winter just trying to get around and do your normal activities?
Yeah, sure. The conditions seem to be some of the worst I've seen in 54 years of living in Vermont and 38 of that in a wheelchair, and you know, you start with the assumption that even in the best of conditions, Vermont is not too welcoming when you're trying to get around with a disability. But the amount of snow and ice we've had, and the lack of the efficient and timely cleanup, seems to really make a lot of the problems from, you know, and again, if you like most of us plot ahead because the weather conditions are unfavorable and you plan extra time, that's great. But then when you get to a place and you find that you have to actually shovel in from the parking lot or you can't access the facility or business that you're trying to go to, then it really adds an additional burden to your day.
And in fact, you've done that, right? You've actually tried to shovel for places that you're trying to get in just so you could get there.
I do. I actually carry a shovel in my truck, and because I learned that oftentimes your best resource is your own sweat, and it often is not clean enough to use a wheelchair. And in fact, recently I was shoveling into a place, and I tipped over out of my wheelchair and fell in the parking lot. I wasn't hurt, but I got all messy. But it was a little blow to my my pride, and again, sort of frustrating that the places are not being kept clean: sidewalks, curb cuts, entranceways to stores, businesses, and so forth.
You know, often, Patrick, it's not maliciousness, it's unawareness. You know, you for example, if I need to get across the street and across a curb and I'm able-bodied and I step over the snow that the snowplow has moved to the side of the road, but I don't have to worry about whether I'm jumping a curb or, you know, going right where the sidewalk starts, I don't even think about that. But for somebody who uses a wheelchair, that makes it really difficult.
Yeah, and it actually can be a preventative barrier. And you're absolutely right. It is a question of awareness. And I think what it is that the larger able-bodied world tends to be blissfully unaware of the real practical needs of people with disabilities and mobility impairments. And, you know, there are a lot of really hardworking ground crews and plow operators and business owners who believe they're doing the right thing. And, you know, they might keep part of something clean, but they, like you noted, they might create a berm or a plow might come by and then plow something, a big pile of snow back into something that's just been cleaned, and they might be unaware of that, and then a person in a wheelchair or with a mobility impairment comes by and they can't access, you know, the business. So it is an issue of awareness, but I also think it's an issue of kind of a systems issue, too. So, for example, most handicapped parking spaces will be located in the corner of a parking lot, and the plows are just naturally going to be plowing the snow to the corner. And what that does is leave a lot of snow in the corner on the handicapped parking space, and unless you go back and deliberately remove that snow, it's just going to be there. Just yesterday, that happened to me where I parked in what was left of the handicap parking space, and a car parked in the adjacent space after I had gotten out of my car, completely blocking my car so that I couldn't get to my front, my door. And that seems to be a systems issue. And it's also an equipment issue where plows and shovels and even snow removal agents like ice or salt might you might think you're picking it up, but it might leave 1 or 2 inches of snow left that may not be a difficulty to walk on, but if you're pushing a wheelchair or a walker or you have unstable gait, then it can become a hazardous situation.
So we've touched on a couple of different situations, berms left by snow plows, making sure that if the sidewalk access where it has a little ramp instead of a curb, that that's accessible, parking lots and parking spaces for easy access. Are there other things that you want to highlight just so, you know, any businesses that are listening or, you know, I was even looking at the VPR parking lot this morning thinking, oh, my God, are we in good shape?
Right.
You know, so what should people be thinking of that perhaps you haven't mentioned yet?
It's an ongoing process. You have to keep revisiting it. You know, you can't just trust that the plow goes by at 5 a.m. and it still snows for 2 hours, or other foot traffic or cars bringing in snow into your parking lot. That has to be addressed. So it's an ongoing thing. And so having staff whose responsibility it is to check on that routinely to make sure that the ramps are clear and the entrance to the parking lots are clear in a timely and efficient manner. Depending upon the municipality, businesses are often responsible for keeping their sidewalks, snow and ice, clear. But it's also a great business-friendly and disability-friendly action to take, is just to make sure that the passageways from the handicapped parking space to the entrance of your building are snow and ice cleared, and that it does require you maybe a little sweat equity to get out there and push a shovel. You know, nobody likes to do that.
Well, not the worst thing, really. I mean, when we're talking about the difference between a nuisance for some people and a complete barrier to entrance for others.
Yeah, and that's, keep that in mind, that, you know, it might be that difference between being able to access a business, get to a doctor's appointment, go to the gym, do whatever you're wanting to do, and not being able to do that is you know, likely going to become a big problem for the person with the mobility issue.
Well, Patrick Standen, I really want to thank you for highlighting that for us and for bringing your experience and expertise to the table today.
Welcome. Thank you.
Patrick Standen, by the way, is also president of the Northeast Disabled Athletic Association. He's been on the show before talking about some of the really cool sports that he does, like sled hockey.